Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. Before we get started, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Mike Ganzi from Ansi & Associates. We're passionate about continuing on our mission to help more Wisconsin businesses create more success. If you have any questions about our insurance products or just want a second opinion about your insurance or employee benefits, I invite you to check out ANSI.com, or better yet, give us a call at Ansi & Associates. And let's have a conversation about your business and how we can help you secure, protect, and grow your version of the American dream.
Hello, I'm glad you're here. I'm Paul Roszewski. Today is Wednesday, the 12th of February, 2025, and it's finally happening. The southern part of the state is getting its fair share of the winter snow and storms that the rest of the state's already been having to deal with. It'll be a decent amount now, along with a few inches each day this weekend if the forecasts don't change. Also, on that list of things I'm not exactly excited about this weekend, it's the NBA All-Star Game, but that one's much easier to avoid. Other days of note, beyond Valentine's Day on Friday and President's Day on Monday, is that Tuesday is a statewide primary election. So, remember, the post office is closed on Monday, so if you have an absentee ballot, make sure to plan accordingly. Say, get it sent out ASAP so that Monday doesn't hold up your ballot. Probably want to make sure it's in the mail today or tomorrow to make sure nothing is left to chance with your vote being counted, especially on election days like this one, because on average, less people are turning out. For those of you who may get busy on Monday and miss celebrate National Indian Pudding Day, don't worry, because it's also observed annually on June 27th and November 13th. Who'd have thought? Get after it. What I suggest instead is that you recognize Random Acts of Kindness Day on Monday, and I ask sincerely, celebrate excessively. With that out of the way, let's get back to speaking of counting, and since we have a couple of stories with that theme, let's jump into some news together. And let's start with the latest Marquette Law School poll, and you may ask, what exactly will they be asking about since there's no presidential election coming up? Well, they pivoted to rating the initial policies of the Trump administration. Some of the results were interesting. One of the things that caught my eye when asked about the policy of deporting immigrants in the U.S. illegally, 51% of independents agreed with that policy. Interesting here is that they asked the question again with a twist. They asked about deporting immigrants that are in the U.S. illegally, including those without a criminal record. If you think about it, the question is the same, except the second question basically adds, oh, by the way, even if they don't have a criminal record, and that changed everything. Independents went from 51% supporting that policy to 31% supporting the policy. 29%, almost one-third of the Democrats, agreed with the first question, and it dropped 20% to 22% with the second question. But the biggest drop came from Republicans. Approval dropped by exactly 25%. One in four changed their answer, which seems like a lot, but still left the number at 69% approval, which also seems like a lot. Another something that caught my attention, and actually I didn't expect, was the policy that came in last on favorability. I would have expected that pardoning of the January 6th defendants would have been lowest, since there was a fair amount of bipartisan pushback on some of those pardons, but no. The rankings went like this. Third least popular was taking back the Panama Canal. Number two was the pardons. And number one, the policy that voters opposed more than any other policy was renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America at 71% opposed. And I'll wrap it up with one other detail that I think qualifies for entry into the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file, and it has to do with this question. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the following people, or haven't you heard enough yet to make an opinion? They ask this question for every poll, and for President Trump, the haven't heard enough answer went from 1% to 2% of respondents. The fact that 2% of people haven't heard enough from President Trump to have an opinion is tough to comprehend. The good news is they'll barely even have to try, because it certainly hasn't been for his lack of effort. He has been communicative. Interestingly enough, the number is typically at 2% and has been for the better part of 2 years. Better question is, exactly how much do they need to hear to form an opinion on something? In other news, a brief update that the Milwaukee Public School System has selected a new superintendent of schools, a lady by the name of Brenda Caselius. She has, and hopefully I pronounced that correctly, she has experience as the superintendent of Boston schools, as well as being the Minnesota Commissioner of Education for 8 years. She comes into a situation that we really hope has nowhere to go but up. She said her experience as state commissioner in Minnesota was centered around compliance, accountability, auditing, and risk management. They sure need a hell of a ton of each of those things, so that's good. She also said that when it comes to financial reporting, it's important to know where every single dollar is going. Awesome! Quote, you have to be accountable to the public and to those you serve within the district, your principals, unquote. One of the Board of Education members said, we know that the district is at a juncture in terms of transparency, connecting with the public, and getting our academics back on track. Seriously? At a juncture? No. You're at an all-time historic level of bad. And on behalf of everyone in Wisconsin that has half been paying attention to this, we wish her every possible success. And finally, because Wisconsin doesn't want President Trump to think that he's the only one that can inspire lawsuits, I give you an update from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It has announced today that it will be hearing another case to decide governmental powers. The court just finished a case that basically reaffirmed that, based on current law, state-appointed commissioners and board members don't have to leave when their term is up and can apparently stay indefinitely, but that's another you can't make this stuff up for another time. What will be considered is whether the bill that funded the state's change in the reading program can have the funds withheld by the legislature or not. See, bills are typically either vetoed in whole or signed into law in whole. The court will decide whether the bill was an appropriations bill, like the state budget, which can have partial vetoes. And if it is, was the Joint Finance Committee within the law by setting aside that money and not releasing it? And the power struggle over how to spend your money continues. And finally, in recognition of today being Abraham Lincoln's birthday, I leave you with a quote from the 16th president. Nearly all men can stand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers, Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every snow-covered corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.